Good afternoon. Since the beginning of the year, I've been preaching on the topic of prayer. Last week, I concluded with this message that I want to share with you today.
从今年开始，我一直在讲这个祷告这个题目，然后我今天跟你分享的题目是上个星期我讲的。
Paul the Apostle prayed a prayer in 2 Thessalonians 1 that I want you to see. This letter was written to encourage the church and to remind them that Jesus would return soon and bring about justice. It was also written to exhort them to be about the Lord's work.
这里讲到我要讲的是使徒保罗，他在帖撒罗尼迦后书写的一句祷告。 这个家书是为了鼓励这个当时帖撒罗尼迦的教徒，提醒他们这个主会再回来，而且会带来公义，然后这个是让他们更加的鼓励，受到鼓励做主的工作。As
we look at this short prayer, I want you to consider praying this prayer yourself. Let me go ahead and read it, and then we'll look in more detail. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of the Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他读的这节经文是在你们圣经的第这个285页，大家翻到285页。这里这节经文讲到，因此我们常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信所做的功夫。
This short prayer can be broken down into three areas. The first area is Paul prayed that they be counted worthy of their calling.
然后这节很短的经文可以把它分成三个部分。第一部分讲的是说这个让我们 保罗为他们祷告，就是说让我们可以配得上上帝的蒙召。Paul
begins his verse by saying, "We constantly pray for you." He was a great example of intercessory prayer. For example, in the first letter that he wrote to this church, Paul said, "We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers."
保罗开始讲的是说，我们在不住地为你们祷告。 然后保罗是这个不断祷告的一个模范，因为我们可以看到他在这个帖撒罗尼迦书这个前书的时候就讲到，我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们。Paul
wasn't the only one praying for them. Notice he says, "We constantly pray for you." Silas and Timothy, who had a part in the life of this church, also prayed for them.
保罗不单只是一个人为 这个教会祷告，另外还有希拉跟提摩太也是为这个教会所有的人在祷告。
Paul didn't just have good thoughts about them. He regularly lifted them to the Father, which is a reminder to us to pray for others.
保罗不单只有挂念他们，而且他经常地把他们放在这个父的面前。
Now, though Paul had positive thoughts to say about this church, there was evidence that some of the Thessalonians were having a problem with idleness. If we look in chapter 2, we see that Paul warns them against idleness. 1 Thessalonians 3:6 says, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers, to keep away from every brother who is idle and does not live according to the teaching that you have received from us."
然后他说，这里讲到保罗不单只对这个教会有好的、积极的方面的表扬，但他也看到这个里面这个帖撒罗尼迦的这个教会有 富集的一面，有懒散的一面。我们在往下面看经文，看到第二章的时候，它就有那么一章，第三章第六节就这样讲到：弟兄们，我们奉主耶稣基督的名吩咐你们，凡有弟兄不按规矩而行，不遵从我们所受的教训，就当远离他。
You see, instead of laboring for the gospel, some were quitting work, believing the day of the Lord had already come. They were cruising and living as lazy Christians.
你可以看到有一些人就是说没有为这个福音而工作，反而是这个放弃了，而且他们觉得这个好像这个主已经回来了，所以他们有点过着游散的生活，有懒惰的行为。
Notice Paul prays that God might count them worthy of their calling. This word calling is an interesting word. This calling of God is more than an invitation. It means to be truly saved.
然后你可以看到保罗当时为他们祷告，让他们配得过所蒙的召。这个蒙召这个字是非常有意思。这里讲到的蒙召远超出一种邀请，它是表示一种真正的救赎。
In the Bible, God's call is always effective. And so Paul is praying for Christians who have been called into salvation.
在这个圣经里面，神的呼召永远是有效的。所以我们看到保罗为这些基督徒这个祷告，为那些蒙召的而被救赎的基督徒祷告。
Here Paul is not praying that somehow they might become worthy of their salvation, because we can never earn our salvation. Rather, that they might live up to the salvation given to them. He is praying that their life be in harmony with the gospel call, that they live and act according to God's high calling.
然后这里保罗不单单是为他们祷告，让他们配得上这个救赎。他其实我们每个人是这个没有办法配上主给我们的救赎，保罗为他们祷告是希望他们配得上主赐给他们的，已经赐给他们的这种救赎。这个祷告在他们的生活当中，让他们的生活可以跟这种救赎相称，而且他们的生活行为符合神的意志。
Paul said in Ephesians 4:1, As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. You see, Paul wants them to grow in all things that please God.
我们大家再看一下，在以弗所书第四章第一节是这样写的：我为主被仇的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。你可以看到保罗希望他们在所有的事情上面都可以喜悦主。
If we believe our call to salvation is a high calling and we live up to that standard, we please God. On the other hand, if we make light of our calling and lower the standard, we live accordingly.
我们可以看到，就是说，要是我们相信被救赎是一种神的蒙召，然后努力的去活出神蒙召的标准，那我们这样就是喜欢主的。相反，要是我们轻看了这个救赎的恩，降低了我们的标准，我们所过的生活也就是低标准的生活。
So in the first part of his prayer, Paul prayed that they be counted worthy of their high calling, which is an admirable prayer for us as well.
所以我们看到这个开首的保罗这个开首的祷告，就是说让他们配得过神所蒙的召。这个是值得我们非常珍贵的一个祷告。
So second, Paul prayed that they fulfill every good purpose. Paul doesn't just pray that they know God's good purpose, but that they fulfill every good purpose.
然后这段经文的第二点就讲到保罗为他们祷告，希望他们成全神的每一个的美意，不单单知道神的美意，还要成就神的美意。
You see, God had a good purpose for their life. Every believer in the church was transformed by Jesus Christ to discover and fulfill every good purpose.
你看，我们这个神给我们在世上的每个人都是有他的美意，然后我们所有信神的人 已经是被重造了，然后可以这个我们就应该去成就，去发现他的每一个美意。
In fact, Christ promises to empower them to fulfill every good purpose. Notice two things. First, he gives them power to accomplish his purposes. And second, he gives them power to fulfill every good purpose.
事实上，这个我们的神给我们每个人有能力去成就他每一样的美意。你看到有两个事情，一个就是说，他首先给了我们能力，有能力去做。另外一个呢，他就给我们可以去成就他每一种的美意，每一个的美意。
God does not promise to empower us to do things outside of His purposes. So if they decided to become lazy or become preoccupied with their career to the exclusion of seeking the Lord, He was not going to empower them. And the same applies to us. We should never expect God to empower us to do anything outside of His will.
我们看到神并没有给我们这个保证，就是说在他美善以外我们有能力去完成。相反，假如我们每个人懒惰，或者为了我们自己的前途去奔波，而把主的这个美意不置之不顾的话，他是不会给我们这个能力去完成的。所以我们要这个用到我们身上，就是说神给我们希望的美意，他会给能力让我们去完成。
Philippians 2:12 and 13 says, Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. So these verses tell us that we are to cooperate with the Lord as he works out his good purpose in and through us.
我们大家翻到这个圣经的第365页，是腓立比书第二章12-13节，这里讲到，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既然常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。这里面跟我们讲，就是说神让我们在他当中把他的美意实现出来。
Paul is praying that they resolve in their heart to fulfill God's work. You know, there's something very fulfilling about carrying outthe plan of God in our lives. There's something very satisfying.
保罗为他们祷告，为他们祷告，让他们立志来完成主给他们的工作。其实我们可以知道，这个完成主给我们生命当中的这个宗旨的话，这是一场非常乐意的事情。
We are wired to receive joy from the things that God has ordained in our life. And if we're out of step with the Lord,We become restless and discontented. But with God's help, we can line our life up with the Lord again and sense His peace.
我们每个人其实被造的时候是已经注定要接受我们主给我们的喜悦。所以假如我们跟主给我们的这个旨意不符合的时候，其实我们会变得很不满意，很不能这个平静下来。
If the Lord still has you on this earth,It is for a purpose. Your life was not extended just to take up space and to become a consumer.
这个上帝把我们放在这个世上是有他的这个目的的。他，我们这个生活不单只就是在这里占据一些地方跟消费而已。
Notice Paul also prays they fulfill every act prompted by their faith. In other words, this is a prayer to live by faith.
你看到这个保罗祷告的时候说，希望他们靠他们的信心可以成就神的每一件事工。
Now there's a difference between having a faith and living by faith. Having a faith in Christ is needed, but living every day in response to His leading is what Paul is talking about here.
这个我们看到这个有信仰跟活出这个信仰是有区别的。 我们当然需要有主在我们当中，但是要活出这个信仰的话，这就是 Paul 这里所讲的。
If we claim to be a Christian and in the course of the day our so-called faith doesn't prompt us to do anything,
假如我们叫我们自己是基督徒，但是在我们每日的生活当中并没有因信而成就的话，
And so there's little activity prompted by faith. Then there is the Spirit-filled Christian who is responsive to the leadership of Christ and is looking to carry out his good purposes. Again, this is a prayer worth praying.
Yeah, 我们刚才讲到的这种就是没有属灵的这种生活，但是要是有属灵的基督徒，他们所过的生活是对我们的主完全的这个有这个反应，完全的这个把他的这个美意行就出来，这就是我们要所祷告的一个祷告。
Number three, Paul prayed that the name of the Lord be glorified in them.
第三点，保罗祷告的事情就是说，希望主的名在他们当中荣耀出来。
Many of the Thessalonians were living under intense persecution, and I suspect many were ready to give up and quit. Perhaps they were tired of really taking a stand for Christ.
当时很多的帖撒罗尼迦人可能生活在极其的这个逼迫当中，有一些人甚至会放弃，不再信仰。
And so they faced another choice. During this time, some had decided whether they were going to live for the comforts of this world, or they were going to live in such a way as to glorify God in their life.
然后他们面对的生命的抉择，就是说继续为他们的主来这个保持战斗呢，还是放弃，然后就是说寻求生活的安息而已。
This decision is the same decision we face every day. Our decision comes down to, is this life about me, or is it truly about honoring the Lord Jesus Christ?
他们当年所面对的抉择跟我们今天所面对的抉择是一样的。我们的生命是属于主的吗？我们的主让我们做什么？
Sometimes we do things for our own glory, even good things. Some will even preach, visit the sick, teach a class, help the needy, or attend a prayer meeting to win glory for themselves. Our motives can turn something good to something self-centered.
有时候我们基督徒所做的事情是为了自己的名称而做的。我们去这个祷告，我们去访问那些病人，我们或者是教一个功课或者怎么，都是为我们自己的荣耀。然后这个动机的话，很快就把一件好的事情变得很自私不好。
We need to constantly remind ourselves whom we represent. An athlete represents his school. A businessman represents his company. An ambassador represents his country. But a Christian represents the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要经常这个提醒我们自己，我们代表的是谁？一个运动员代表他们的学校，一个商人代表他们的公司，一个大使代表他们的国家，但一个基督徒所代表的是我们的主耶稣。
We want people to see Jesus in us. The ultimate purpose of this prayer and the Christian life is the glory of God.
然后我们要让别人在我们身上看着我们是属基督的，然后最终的目的，祷告，他保罗这个祷告最终的目的就是说，我们的生活是荣耀，我们的生命是荣耀神的。
Whether we live or die, it's all about His glory. When we glorify God, we are ascribing to Him what is already His.
当我们是活着还是死去，我们一切都是为了荣耀主。我们在荣耀主的时候，其实是献奉那些本来就是属于他的。
Paul is praying that their life exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and no one else. So Paul prays the name of the Lord be glorified in them. And I challenge you to make this a regular prayer in your prayer life.
保罗为他们祷告，就是说让他们的生命完全是遵从主的，没有别的企图。所以保罗给他们这个祷告的时候，就是说让我们的主在他们当中得到荣耀。我今天也 给大家这个挑战，让我们也做这样的祷告。
Have you noticed when something is comfortable, and if it fits our preference, we accept it?
你有没有想过，有一些事情对我们来说很安息的，然后符合我们的这个喜爱的话，我们就接受了。
Yet if it stretches us, we often avoid it. Here is the interesting thing about life. Some of God's best for us requires being stretched.
然后有一些事情让我们这个要把我们挑战，对我们挑战的，我们经常就避免这些事情。这其实生活相当的有这个意义，因为主给我们的要做的事情，经常是要对我们有挑战。
From beginning to end, the Christian life is about change and adjustments. Change and adjustments.
从开始到末了，基督徒的生活就是不外乎就是说要改变、更新、要调整、更新。
Yet some of us have already predetermined, perhaps without knowing it, to avoid change, which minimizes Christian growth.
然后我们有一些人就是说，从一开始就已经决定说，我已经知道了，没有需要再去改变。其实这就是减少了我们属灵的成长。
This prayer by Paul is to raise the standard. It is a call to deliberately fulfill his purposes and to intentionally glorify God.
保罗的这个祷告是对我们说，要把这个标准提高。然后我们要专一的去符合神的旨意，然后去专一的这个赞美荣耀我们的主。
Paul prayed this for their life. He prayed it for his life. You may want to consider praying this prayer for your life.
保罗为当时帖撒罗尼迦的人祷告，也为他自己的属灵的生命祷告。我们大家也应该为我们每个人自己的属灵生命祷告。
Now, no one can live by this standard without the Lord first entering into their life. So you must invite Jesus as Lord into your life first.
那当然呢，靠我们自己，我们是没有办法活出这个属灵的生活。只有靠我们的主，要把我们的主请入我们的生命当中。
Once you have done this, then you begin the journey of lifelong change, which the Bible calls sanctification.
一旦你这样做的话，那你就开始了这个一个终生的一个旅行，就是说一个成圣的一个旅途。
Nowhere in the Bible does it say the Christian life is easy.
在圣经里面没有任何地方讲到这个基督徒的生命是容易的。
This prayer is an invitation to change, and my challenge to you is to ask God to empower you.To live a changed life, to fulfill His purpose in your life.
保罗的这个祷告就是向我们这个要改变生命的一个祷告。然后他对我们挑战，就是说我们要看我们的主有没有给我们这个能力去改变我们的生命。
God bless you as you put His word into practice and as you pray a prayer similar to this.
然后我们用这个祷告来结束，用这个祷告来提醒我们。